Darren Collins, I think he's going to be okay for Sunday. We're going to test him tomorrow. So he's making progress.
How much did he do today?
He just did rehab today.
Sprained foot?
Sprained foot. Well, I'd say the circumstances are based on when he was injured, being injured halfway through a Thursday practice, giving him the opportunity to, you know, for the doctors to test him and go through that process. He rehabbed today. We're gonna test him tomorrow just to see where he is. I think he has a good chance of playing. The specifics of it, no. Well, Chad is limited today on Friday. That's clearly my choice based off what he's gone through in the off season. We're just being smart with Chad on Fridays. Oh yes, Chad Clifton will play. Well, I mean, musical chairs. I mean, I wish there was an exactness to this sport altogether, but it doesn't work that way. We're going to play our best five players on the offensive line, and that's what our decision will be based on. And if Darren can't go, we'll make those adjustments. He's going
to
kick. He's kicking out in Lambeau Field right now, so. With Mason, unless he comes in here tomorrow with an issue, but I think the extra couple days of rest have really helped him. He felt good leaving the Hudson Center in his warm up, and like I've stated, they're kicking out on the game field now. Correct. Well, we'll see how he responds, from his treatment and so forth today. And I'll watch the film and talk to Dom and Mike Targovac again.
What do you think in terms of Will? Did he do everything?
Yeah, Will Blackman, he did everything this week. He looks good, so I anticipate him full go. Well, TJ had a couple moments in practice that he needs to improve on. But I think he's a young man we're excited about. It's a different adjustment for a number of our rookie players, and the ability to go from a training camp to an in-season practice structure is an adjustment. So doing the opponent squad, things for the defense, make sure you get in the right look to be able to also play one or two positions. There's a lot on his plate. I thought he's done a good job with his opportunities on special teams, but he needs to pick it up with the offensive line. Just the challenge of it. I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong, just the challenge of being ready to go with the number of different positions. Scott Wells is a pro. I have no issues with Scott. Scott's one of our better players, and he's a big part of our team, and he's played a lot of football for us in the past, and I wouldn't be surprised if he plays a lot of football for us as we move forward.